in those two moments where she, the lady who is in the hemorrhage, comes before him to say, I can be healed if I touch his clothes. And the second moment, coming before him saying, I am the one who touched your clothes. The psychologists and the spiritualists can have a heyday. Did she touch his clothes only in belief or only as a psychological self? Well, maybe. Nothing else has worked. I'll give this a try. You know, those people who believe, you know, they've got something, right? So why don't I give it a try? You know, it's a little bit of a last straw type of thing. A last chance. And the psychologist would say, see, you're just trying to comfort your troubled mind. And the spiritualist would say, well, she had enough belief that it did it. I hate the notion. Yes, hate is a strong word. I hate the notion to imply that healing comes if you have enough faith. I am never going to quantify anybody's faith. I can never volumize how much faith somebody has. Do you have enough faith? Come on. First of all, Jesus says, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So if we're going to quantify by faith, it doesn't take a whole lot. Secondly, if you're not healed, your knee is still bothering you. You've prayed for your knee. You've prayed for your hips and your eyes. I've prayed for my wife's healing. You've all prayed for healing in your lives. If it hasn't happened, does that mean you don't have enough faith? Come on. You are faithful people. You have lots and lots of faith. You are faithful people. So it's not about the amount of faith you have. That's where the psychologist then says, ha, see? It's not about faith. No. It's not about faith. It's about fear. It's about letting go. It's about not asking why, but how. Not why do I get sick, or why does that two-year-old get sick, or why does that person suffer? It's about how do we live with this? How do we keep turning to God in this? How do we do what the scriptures tell us here? How do we believe in that steadfast love? How do we keep on saying he is our portion? How do we wait for him? How do we seek him? How do we make it to the point of saying he is not cursing me, he is blessing me? How do we come to the place of the woman that says, he can heal me? How do I get over the fear of being healed? There I, blending spirituality and psychology, I find a very happy middle place. There are many things that keep me from trusting in God. The fear of losing control, of giving up my command, is the biggest thing. The fear of saying, I give it to you, Lord. I don't need to work about the manipulations. I don't have to worry about all the mechanizations. I trust you. But that means I have to let go, and I'm afraid of letting go. I'm afraid of losing control. That's one fear. Another fear, and this one I don't think I have as much, but certainly know others who do, they fear having a new life. It's a lot easier to dance with the devil you know than to go to some uncharted ground. And so they hang on They hang on to their crutch. They hang on to their struggle. They hang on to their misery, afraid of what joy and freedom will give to them. Fear of letting go, fear of something new, fear of just being different. Fear of something different. We are afraid of the person who is different. The person who's different. See how we do that with our words? Well, they're just different. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Those people are different. We're afraid of being different ourselves. So we stay stuck. Scripture invites us to be different. Scripture invites us to move beyond just counting on God as a self, moving towards this place of saying complete and total trust. That's where we'd like to be. But not so much that we can't give up that we have to let go of the other helps that God has placed in our world. It's not about quantifying our faith. It's about saying, how can I get through this crowded world and get to where I can touch Jesus and believe in his power to heal me? Can we do that? We all have enough faith. We have to let go of our fears. In medieval Catholic teaching, they taught it this way. And there are values to medieval Catholic thinking in this way, for sure. God's grace is always around us, raining down around us. But we place an obex, a blockage, to that grace. It's like God's grace is all around me, but I put up the umbrella so that I don't get touched by it. Picture that. A big heavy rainstorm, and then underneath your umbrella it's completely clear, right? If God's grace is pouring around us, but we put up that blockage, we're not going to get touched by it. And what we put up these blockages, our fears, those block God's grace. The psychologist and the theologian helped me to let go of those fears, to move through them so that I can access God's grace. I can stop blocking his grace from working in my life. The 12-step program, for those who are using it for addiction, can be summarized into three phrases, short phrases. I can't, God can, so I let him. I can't, God can, so I stop putting up my blocks, I stop living in fear, and I let him. Let God shower his graces upon you. Let God shower his graces upon me. Let's say hooey to the fears. Throw them out the window. And Jesus says, my daughter, my son, your faith heals you. Go in peace. Lord God, we pray for this peace that our fears being gone would give us. We pray for this peace that continuing to fear your healing touch keeps us from having. We ask that you send your Spirit so that we can take away these fears, these blockages. That your Son, the ultimate physician, can heal us. And ultimately, whatever is ailing us is gone. So that we may be able to praise you with our whole heart. Not a divided heart, not a frightened heart, not a blocked up heart, but a whole heart. We pray for this gift for ourselves and for those around us, those for whom we love. And we pray for this gift through your Son, Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit as one God forever and ever. Amen. Desiring this, then, if we could have 1,000 tongues to ask for relief, to supplicate our Lord and say, take away these fears. Help us to trust you, to be in awe of you. Build on the faith that we have, Lord, for 1,000 tongues to be able to sing your praises, to ask for our needs. That's our next hymn. It's number 21 in your hymnal. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. Sing his praises and to request, to supplicate, to pray to our God. Let's stand and join in that hymn.